The clerk will please take the roll.
Ahlers, Boomgarden, Bradford, Bruner, Buckingham, Berg, Carson, Cutler, Davis, Dennett, DeVries, Dreyer, Dykstra, Elliott, Engels, Fain, Feinstein, Gassman, Gillespie, Gilson, Glensky, Gosch, Hackel, Halverson, Hargens, Haverly, Heinemann, Heels, Howie, Hunt, Yerke, Junkie, Kirkaby, Koyston, and Krebs, Lucas, McLaughlin, Miles, Moore, Nelson, Noam, Al Nordstrom, David Nordstrom, Nygaard, Betty Olson, Russell Olson, Ryan Nelson, Peterson, Peters, Pitts, Putnam, Roush, Rave, Roden, Round, Sigdestad, Steele, Street, Thompson, Tiedemann, Turterbilt, Van Etten, Ben Norman, Vanneman, Valley, Weems, Wick, Willits, and Speaker Diedrich. Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Approval of the journal, please.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the first day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Thomas J. Diedrich, Chair.
All in favor of approval of journal, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carried. Reports of select committees.
Mr. Speaker, your select committee appointed on House Rules respectfully reports. Respectfully submitted, Thomas J. Diedrich, Larry Roden, and Dale Hargens, House Committee. Mr. Speaker, your Joint Select Committee on Joint Rules has reported. Respectfully submitted, Thomas Diedrich, Larry Roden, and Dale Hargens, House Committee, and Bob Gray, Dave Knutson, and Scott Heideprim, Senate Committee. Mr. Speaker, your Joint Select Committee relative to securing chaplains for the 83rd legislative session reports. Roger Hunt, Don Van Etten, and Mary Glensky, House Committee, Tom Hansen, Orville Smith, and Julie Bartling, Senate Committee. Also, Mr. Speaker, your Joint Select Committee appointed to make arrangements for a memorial service for deceased former members of the South Dakota House of Representatives and Senate has reported. Respectfully submitted, Phyllis Heinemann, Paul Nelson, Gordon Howey, and Margaret Gillespie, House Committee, Kenneth McNenny, Royal Mac McCracken, and Jim Peterson, Senate Committee. Also, Mr. Speaker, your Joint Select Committee appointed for the purpose of conferring with the Director of Legislative Research Council in regard to making arrangements for the distribution of the official directory, House and Senate journals and bills, and other legislative printing for the two houses and the state offices with the full power to act, respectfully reports. Charles Turberville, Thomas Bruner, and Bert Elliott, House Committee, Tom Dempster, Cooper Garnas, and Gary Hansen, Senate Committee. Also, Mr. Speaker, your Joint Select Committee appointed for the purpose of fixing the compensation of the elective and appointive officers and employees of the House and Senate for the 83rd legislative session reports. Thomas Diedrich, Larry Roden, and Dale Hargens, House Committee, Bob Gray, Dave Knutson, and Scott Heideprim, Senate Committee.
First reading of House bills.
House Bill 1105, an act to revise certain provisions relating to the recording and indexing of homestead descriptions. House Bill 1106, an act to repeal the Real Estate Recovery Fund and to transfer the existing balance to the South Dakota Real Estate Commission. House Bill 1107, an act to revise certain provisions relating to the promulgation of rules to set various licensing and other fees for certain professions and occupations.
Announcements. Is before that though, Dr. Gary Timmerman, our doctor of the day, would you happen to be here yet? Shoot, my doctor said I was supposed to see you a little bit later. I wished I knew what you looked like. Well, when he shows up, we'll give him a big hand if somebody will help me out. He's from Sioux Falls, so you Sioux Falls legislators, please help me with that. Representative Tiedemann.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just want to announce that the Appropriations Committee will be going back into session this afternoon. They're arguing with me, but yes, we will be going back into session this afternoon as soon as the Chief Justice is done. Thank you.
Are there any other announcements? Representative Heinemann.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just to announce as well, education, House education will begin tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock in 412. We passed a lot of things at the end of session last year. The ESAs, TCAP, the CTE grants, all of the changes to the funding formula. Over the next 2 days, Thursday and Friday at 10 o'clock, we'll have an accounting of what's happened with those, what some of the different dollar numbers are to each district as the formula changed. So I'd invite anybody to come and listen to those again. Thursday, 10 o'clock in 412. Friday, 10 o'clock in room 468. Again, it'll be a good accounting of what we've done from last year. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. Representative Peterson. Oh, you're sleeping in tomorrow. You get to come in at 8 instead of 7:45. Is that right? That's just fine, Representative Peterson. Representative Hargens.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, I think I can speak for the Republicans and Democrats alike in offering our thanks to Representative Kerbeville for the delicious cell phone donuts he furnished this morning. And he took my advice. I said I like blueberry, and I got a whole box. So if anybody's partial, come on over.
Representative Pitts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just an announcement. We will also have local government tomorrow at 10 a.m. in 464, and informational with Secretary of State Chris Nelson, the townships and townships, Gail Brock and Yvonne Taylor. Thank you.
Speaker. Representative Dykstra.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd take the opportunity to announce that this afternoon, at following the session, and I believe at 3 o'clock nominally, there in room 412, there will be a seminar on healthcare issues, in particular long-term care, and a report on the last summer's Zania task force.
I believe they're also going to talk about briefly as to who providers are, so that you all understand whether or not you have a provider in your district or don't have a provider in your district. I will tell you that the first time I found out that I had a provider in my district that I never knew about was about 3 years ago. It was quite a shock to my system, but maybe the rest of you want to make sure you understand who all the providers are when we talk about providers. Any further announcements? Hearing no further announcements, we will be in recess until such time as the Senate comes over here and we can... Pardon me? Yeah, let's just do that. I would rather we just adjourned and not have to be in recess and then adjourn. Let's just adjourn. Representative Peterson. All in favor of adjournment, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Nay? Motion approved. We are adjourned.